Well, Kelly, you have a story about a woman in New Zealand who's making a little news today about something she found in her sandwich.
She went to a restaurant and got a sandwich.
She's a local.
Yeah, a New Zealander.
She's not an American there.
No. She bit into the sandwich, and there was a knife inside. And she bit down on, like, the... It's a local New Zealand restaurant, not, like, a corporate place, but a little sandwich shop. And when she bit into it, a wrap is what she got. She found a small knife inside. She was lucky I didn't bite it just right or I would have been cut. So she went on her social media and showed it.
I was just eating my chicken wrap and I bit into this little orange bit. I'm like, that's a really hard carrot. Look what they left in my wrap. Thank goodness I ate from this side and not from that side.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Other end of the sandwich.
How big is this knife?
What did you say, 4 or 5 inches?
Plastic?
Smaller than
small.
That. Small knife. Plastic. Plastic on the handle. That's what she bit into. Rest of it's full blade. And so she said if I'd started on the other end of the sandwich, I would have cut my tongue or my lip or something, you know. So she showed that. And then within an hour, tons of people were like, sue them. Sue them. You know, get a lawsuit. And this is what she had to say.
A lot of you are saying I should sue. This isn't America. This is New Zealand. And I'm not quite too sure if that's something that I can do. It's funny. It was a shock, a big surprise. And it made my day. And I didn't want to get the sweet old lady fired.
She wasn't mad about it.
Wow.
She's like, in America, you sue. In New Zealand, we'll just take our lumps and go.
As an American, I was at first offended.
I was too.
But of course she's 1,000% right. I bet all the comments yelling sue were Americans.
I promise you they were.
Yeah. We would sue here.
If we can, we will.
Still, I'm a little... Well, you know, I was offended twice as an American today. First, when she said, this is not America, this is New Zealand. We don't sue at the drop of a hat. And then secondly, Biggie, would you care to guess the percentage of Greenlanders who would welcome being part of America and want us to buy Greenland so they could be... So they could be American citizens.
It's got to be low.
What do you think it is?
8%.
6.
Yeah.
6 yeah. out of 100 said, yeah.
No one pats themselves on the back like Americans for being the greatest in the world. I don't know if you go around the world and say, what's your opinion of Americans? I don't think it's always great.
No, maybe not.
I think we think of ourselves as, like, we think of it as we're rescuing Greenland.
Right. Let's bring you into a real country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. We'll buy
Come
you.
On.
All right, you're welcome.
Welcome to the big leagues.
We'll buy you.
If you went to Greenland and asked, they're like, no, we're perfectly content here how we are.
Do you think, let's say America bought Greenland in the next 6 months, which I'm for.
It's a nice spot.
And then they became.
Nice spot.
From what I've seen, it's beautiful. And has all those minerals. You know, it has all those. Now.
We're just going to let the corporations rape it for the minerals.
That's my goal. I mean, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, yeah,
for,
I mean,
right?
That's what it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're not going to go to the beach.
We're
going to
dress it up.
We want to get our minerals out of it. Maybe there's something to make an Apple Watch in it or something. I have no idea. Anyway, let's say we buy Greenland, and for the next 10 years, it's the 51st state. Then, if you ask Greenlanders, people who live in Greenland, do you like being American? Do you think they'd say, would the number be higher than 6%? You think they'd say yes or no?
I mean, what are we bringing to the table for them?
Guns and fast food.
Yeah, I mean, we are pretty much there to steal their minerals.
Well, okay. We'll steal your minerals, but we'll give you
rampant pollution.
Yeah, probably higher taxes.
Liberty. Okay.
See, that's where we dress
freedom,
it up. Yeah.
Freedom.
They are free.
We'll give you freedom.
We dress it up like
liberty.
That. Yeah.
We will rape your land. We will build high rises. You know? Yes. We'll make it into a tourist attraction.
Frankly, for hundreds and hundreds of years, we've had a history of landing on someone else's land and going, you're welcome.
Yeah. We do that. We're good at that.
Yeah.
It'd be a crumbling Trump Tower. I don't even know the biggest city in Greenland.
I don't either.
No.
It's just Greenland.
I know. You never even hear. I mean, what's the capital of Greenland? I don't even know.
Mm-mm.
So, but I think the number would be higher than 6. I think they'll get used to it and be like, all right, we're Americans now. Okay, fine.
Yeah, okay, we like your money. It's cool.
Pretty good, yep. I feel like...
God, we could kick those Danes to the curb.
So, yes. Well, okay.
With those mouthy Danes.
And we would offer them military protection because we have a strong military. And they're always being attacked, Greenland. You know, time and time again.
I never knew until recently that Greenland was such a strategic military point in the world.
Apparently.
Because that's what they're saying. They're like, well, we need it to protect us.
Well, it's in between a lot of important places.
Yes.
That's the thing.
That I hear that, and I hear it has minerals.
Listen, what we want to do is steal the minerals and place a lot of rockets around.
Yep.
That well, can shoot all, out now, other rockets out of the air.
Not steal, but buy. We're purchasing the land, Greenland. And who owns them? Denmark?
Yes.
Denmark. If you're them, do you listen? I mean, if you got a really good price for it, do you field offers?
I think the Danes are against it.
Well, I know they are.
I think the government, the current government of the Danes have said, no, we're not interested in selling.
Right. But would you say, I don't have any idea what the...
Where does the money come from?
I don't know.
When's the last time we bought something? Alaska? Hawaii?
Alaska. I mean, Alaska was a steal for us, right? I mean, we bought Alaska and it was like such a great value. I don't know. But if you could make... I mean, how much money could we give them? And would they, if they made a lot of money, I'd listen. If I were them, I'd be like, well, we'll bring it to the table.
Take a meeting?
Yeah, take a meeting. You know, I'm going in thinking I'm not going to sell.
Oh, my God, they brought Jack in the Box. So you'd be perfect because you'd be swayed.
You'd
be swayed. All they'd have to do is bring some of your barbells and a couple salads.
I mean, sit down and take a meeting. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, have it at an Orange Theory in a strip center. And you're
let's do it.
You'd be like, I love America. Let's do this thing.
There's another thing we bring them. Orange Theory. We put it right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can dry
chain gyms.
Yeah.
Exactly. Chain gyms. All the great things we have here that they don't have. Chicken salad chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we'll give them that.
Yeah.
Aristotle, you're talking about Greenland and us buying it. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm all for this because they actually have polar bears in Greenland, so I'm sure they would eat tons of Americans.
Yeah, we would.
That's
a real possibility. So thank you, Aristotle. Appreciate it. So I was, I don't know, a little slap in the face from the woman in New Zealand saying, hey, it's not America, I'm not suing.
Yeah.
And secondly, the only 6% of Greenlanders who said, yeah, I'd welcome being an American. I guess they don't want it. They just want to be left alone.
So I looked up the woman who'd got the knife in her wrap because she didn't sound New Zealand.
Yeah.
She's Australian.
And she's in New Zealand.
And she is a buxom model.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's great. I would award her money.
Oh my goodness.
I would award her money. I only heard her. I didn't see her.
Holy cow.
Yeah, she's just traveling through New Zealand in a 1961 bus.
Yes, and she got a knife in her. So she's a tourist, and she got a knife in her wrap and then put her own self. Boy, that's an attractive woman.
Yes.
That's right.
You're welcome in America anytime.
Why don't we buy New Zealand?
As long as we're buying.
I mean, if we're
going. Is it a BOGO?
Could we do a BOGO on New Zealand and Greenland?
Buy one, get one.
Yeah. You know, they already speak the language. They probably got some minerals or something.
Yeah, we're here for the minerals and the big titty bitches. Especially one that had a knife in her sandwich or something.
You're talking about? We just bought you.
Yeah. We claim her.
Yeah. Or the name of America. You're welcome.
Yeah, okay. Got it.